What's going on, guys? Welcome to the FPT podcast. This particular episode is 78,
yeah! Number 78.
Recorded live on April 30th, 2016. If you haven't guessed it by now, as the usual listener, Brian's here. Hello, Brian.
Hi. Apparently, when I made that noise, I scared Bridget.
Good. And speaking of scary,
Lucas Cyprian.
Our friendly neighborhood scary person, Lucas Cyprian. Hi, Lucas.
Hello.
Hi, Lucas, if you could be a supervillain from Batman, which one would you be? No, a supervillain from Spider-Man, which one would you be?
I don't even know.
Doc Ock? I agree.
Okay.
Why would he be Doc Ock? Tell
don't
me why,
know
Brian.
Who that is.
You don't know who Doc Ock is, he's the dude with the fucking... He's an octopus.
He's the fucking octopus.
That's why he's called Doc Ock.
Dr. Octopus?
I get the reference.
Yeah. Man. What, Brian?
Good start.
That's a phenomenal picture of whatever.
Good. Thank you for explaining that further. Hey, is that a bag of the sweet and salty combos in the background?
Yeah. Those are pizza combos, actually.
Oh, damn it. I thought they were sweet and salty, which I had never tried because sweet and salty combo sounds disgusting.
Sweet and salty anything sounds pretty awful.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be great.
Here, Lucas, this is a... This is Doc Ock. Let me go ahead and just give you this one.
I looked it up. Thank you, Brian.
No, this is a better picture.
No, this is a better picture. You must
see
this one.
Where did you send this to me? Okay.
Yeah. It's death random.
No, that's not even real. That's stupid. Why? Why would you send that to me?
Lucas, you should dress up as Doc Ock for one of the
podcasts. Yeah, absolutely not. I already have plans to dress up as somebody else. We're not telling who, though, for episode 500, right? Right.
Brian, how was your week?
It was pretty good. Didn't really do much.
Were you on last week? Yeah, you were.
Oh, yeah, I've been on, like, pretty consistently. Last Monday, we recorded the third episode of Binge, which was fun.
Yeah, we did.
That was a really good experience. I enjoyed that a lot.
That episode is on GFQ now.
Yeah, that
was
super
it
fun.
Is.
Very enjoyable.
You like it? You like the Game of Thrones stuff?
Oh, yeah, I love Game of Thrones
Speaking
stuff.
Speaking of, are you coming over tomorrow for Game of Thrones or no?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool.
Why wouldn't
That was assumed.
Okay, cool.
Am I going to be on Binge on Monday? We didn't talk about that either.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and
yeah.
Jordan won't be in a hotel, so it'll work out.
Yeah, right. That'll be great, and he won't get dropped 16 million
poor
times.
Poor Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan's not here, obviously.
Yeah, is he busy tonight? I would assume.
He's not here, so that means he's busy with something.
Ouch. Lucas with the claws.
Lucas is so hateful tonight. What's wrong, Lucas?
I'm not hateful tonight. That's how you're taking it. You guys are just little sensitive bitches, so.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Someone took a dump in your coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
I think so. Okay. How do we move on from this, Lucas?
Lucas, how was your week?
How was your
clearly
week?
Clearly there's something you want to get off your chest, maybe.
So what happened?
Did
someone punt your cat?
I mean, if somebody punted one of my cats, well, they wouldn't be anymore. So,
they would just erase them from existence.
I've had just a busy week. I finally had the final presentation for my senior design capstone project. It's done. It's over. It's the last, most difficult thing I'll have to do in college. Just done. That and got my brother shipped out. He's all moved to Chicago. And yeah.
Pictured you putting your brother in a box.
He's just nailing his shut like, all right,
yeah,
Phil.
That's exactly what I did.
Just like poked holes in the box. Like, okay, time for you to go. At least that's what I picture.
Yeah, that was my week.
That's cool. But I didn't do anything this week, I don't think.
I mean,
Michelle
you did normal John things.
Yeah, Michelle's gone. I shipped her off.
Michelle's gone. She left me.
Shipped her off. She's going to Florida. And I'm not.
Interesting. Is she like visiting family or just kind of getting away from you?
Yeah, because
both.
She was she lived in the South for a long time, so she has friends there.
Oh, the South, yes.
The South, yes. That old South, though. That's not that how they, that's not how South. They talk in the South.
That old South, though.
That's not how they talk.
The perfect in the, Florida accent.
In the South. I request to take that back.
Okay.
Request denied. That's cool, though. How are you faring? Have you had to like cook yourself dinner?
It's been a few hours, and I had a pepperoni roll.
Since Friday or whatever?
Good job.
So, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
So, fucking just before I like got ready and set up for the podcast, Batcat took a shit. This is a follow-up on the Batcat shit issue.
All right.
Batcat shit.
Oh, back to it.
Yeah. For some reason, the smell of the shit always like curves and makes its way into the office.
Well, I mean, that's how it like flows with the air, so...
But it's awful. Like, it smells so fucking bad.
You know, whenever you poop, it doesn't smell like daisies, right?
No, Brian. This is a whole other evil. Like, this is...
Well, listen. I don't know if it accounts for if it's, like, the reasoning is, you know, I was drunk or whatever, but Batcat took a poop when I was there watching Game of Thrones, and you apologized
in
advance.
Well, she might not have pooped. It might have been a pee. We don't know. If you didn't smell it, chances are it wasn't poop.
Okay.
You would smell poop, Brian.
I probably wouldn't even remember that night anymore anyway, so.
Yeah, you got, I can't believe that was just last weekend. I guess we can talk about that for a second,
too. You got shwasted.
So, I had, like, I went to the bathroom myself. I'm saying right. I went to the bathroom also, not like I went all by myself this time.
I thought you were just talking to yourself.
So, I came back out, and there was fucking a trail of shit.
Oh boy.
Mallory had got into the litter box and didn't eat all of it. She just ate some of it. It's like some of it wasn't up to her shitty standards.
There was not enough like something.
But
there, something?
And you know how I found out? I didn't like look on the
did
floor
she
and
smile and those poop in her teeth.
You smelled it?
No, I was walking and I just kicked it across the floor like a little tennis ball. My foot hit it and
like you, like, don't look at the ground when you walk, so, yeah, you just put your head up in the air and walk.
Yeah, and then I like, kicked it, and I was like, what the fuck? And I looked and I just kicked shit across the room.
John, I really appreciate the story, but Drew has a great point. So stop talking about shit.
No! That's why yes. That's why you come here, is no. For shit. For cat shit, for shit.
No.
Really.
That, listen, this is my life. This is what happens in my life. It just so happens to be that 80% of my life, there is shit either in my hands, on the floor, there's shit around me. So you're going to hear about it. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but, you know.
Can we get a t-shirt that says in white text on a black, but sure, it's just there's shit all around me?
I would like it, yeah.
I think
I'm going to do that, actually.
Oh, boy. I'm just going to talk to Drew here for a second. Drew, John sent me your song you made recently. I won't say anything more than that, but it gave me a good chuckle.
Drew,
and I don't
Drew,
think we can,
To clarify, Brian is talking to Drew, who is a sponsor. And
yes, in the chat.
Guess what you can do with a sponsorship, Brian?
You can be Drew Perry, which is fantastic.
You can be Drew Perry. You have a couple options. You can choose to be Drew Perry with your sponsorship, or what you can do is get exclusive content from us, including the EPT podcast, the live stream every single weekend. And then immediately after, at least starting tonight, we're doing something called the Aftercast, which is just a short after show. So obviously the podcast streams live for just sponsors and then goes out to the public later on, but this is just for sponsors. We'll be uploaded for sponsors only. And then after that, we do a hangout. It's like Saturdays are like, it's just like, that's where you're throwing your money. That's where we put all your money on Saturdays, because then you do a Google Hangout with us where you can literally, as it sounds, is sit with us for hours in a Google Hangout. Last weekend, I was on the Hangout till 4 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That was a long time.
Yeah. That is quite a long amount of time.
So, yeah, you can be Drew Carey if you want. Not Drew Carey.
You mean if you really try, maybe someday. But,
come on down.
Yeah. I got a new debit card today.
Oh, from shit to debit cards.
Okay, so I got a new debit card in the mail. You know what's scary?
No?
I'm going to try my best not to show anything. The expiration date is in 2020.
Okay.
We are that close to 2020 that my debit card expires that year.
What's your point?
That doesn't feel okay.
What do you mean?
I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like it was just 2005. And now, I don't want it to ever be 2020. That feels, time's too fast, Brian. I don't want to die.
Time is too fast.
I literally don't know how to contribute to this conversation.
Don't you agree that time is moving too fast?
Time moves actually, at the same pace it always has.
It does, but you perceive it differently. I mean, there's actually scientific evidence about this. Like, that's why it feels like time moves quicker now. There's less memorable events than when you were a kid. Like, you have less first experiences.
So anyway, like, it's just scary that it has 2005.
Fuck you. And your biological clock slows down. It's science. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
My biological clock.
Yeah.
My ovaries are drying up.
Yeah, all eight of your ovaries.
All eight of them.
Yeah.
You're just meant for breeding, John. That's all you are.
Well, I better get on that breed train then. Yeah. Because I don't have any kids yet. And I have eight ovaries to use.
Just a dick roller coaster. You just start sucking.
You know, John, there was another particular time where I remember you mentioned you said you don't have kids. Happen to know when that was?
Yes.
When was that?
If I had... Now, this is just me guessing off the top of my head, of course. I'm going to guess it was sometime around 2014, August-ish. I believe, actually, it was recorded. We did a speed build, and I was very, very, very drunk. And we never released it.
Wow. All the plugs in this podcast.
Of course.
Someone figured out how to segu, and that's all we're doing now.
Segu? Are you saying segue?
Yeah.
Yeah. For segueing. Yeah, we have a... We recorded a drunk speed build, which was... I was so drunk. Brian and I recorded it. I was so drunk that Brian had edited, and I said, let me see it before you release it. And when I saw it, I made the decision not to release
this. This can't go out.
Yeah. It was so bad. And it's been on the website, believe it or not, for sponsors. That's where you could see it. And it's been there for almost 2 years now. And yesterday, we released it to everyone.
Made the conscious decision to put it on the Spectrum Swapper channel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where people can find Drunk John. And
making a complete ass of himself.
Yeah. Yes.
It is.
I plugged it on the show yesterday. Like, yes. I said, hey, this happened. And like, yes. I cut to a clip, like previewing. And I don't know if I was just drunk or that's how I actually sounded. Has my voice made that dramatic of a change?
I mean, not particularly.
I mean, it's a lot different of things. I think it's the being drunk and also the microphone quality, I think, has changed
right.
a lot.
Yeah, I guess we did. We were using Astro. I think we were using Astros at that time.
I honestly don't remember. It's been far too long.
Astro A40s, yeah. They're not a sponsor, by the way. We bought them with full screen money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sponsor. Yeah.
That wasn't a sponsor.
But no.
They were a network that gave us money for being... For creating
For being
stuff.
Adequate.
Yeah, for being adequate. Lucas, how's it doing? We put it on the channel. It's live for everyone.
Oh, it absolutely exploded.
Oh, good.
Quicker than I could have possibly imagined. It was nuts. It probably realistically got 1,000 views, like just within a few hours, but YouTube doesn't update that fast, so.
That YouTube though.
Yeah, sometime after I woke up this morning, it was something past 1,000. Pretty crazy, but yeah.
Good.
I'm glad people like John finally got his fill.
Yeah, you paid for that with your liver.
I'm proud to say I've never been that drunk ever again.
Well, you got out of your system really quick. That was the day you turned 21.
Well, I don't think it was.
It was at least a week.
I think it was within,
that week.
Because the first day, Brian, my birthday day.
Birthday day, yeah.
Chris Perillo always talked about porters. And I remember I picked you up from work and I was like, let's go to Giant Eagle.
Oh, I remember that.
I want to go find a porter.
And never want to drink a porter.
We went and we bought like this vanilla porter. I don't know what brand, but fuck, it was gross.
like awful, like legitimately awful tasting. I get the same feeling about eggs. Like I don't understand. Like I feel
Did
like
you
I'm
say
missing
eggs?
Something. Yeah, I don't like eggs.
I think he said eggs.
I said eggs. So
why,
like
why eggs?
I feel like I don't understand how to eat them. Like I feel like I do it wrong, but everyone like enjoys them so much.
What? What do you mean you eat eggs wrong?
I just like I see everyone liking them, and I'm like I don't like them. I want to like them, but I don't know like if I'm doing something incorrectly with cooking them. Scrambled eggs in recent memory. I don't know if I've ever had anything else, but like every time I've,
especially with hot sauce,
it's always just like I don't know, not good. I feel like
I think someone's doing eggs wrong when you eat them.
It must be. Like, that's the same thing I feel about, like, drinking any type of beer product. Porter, whatever, you know?
Lucas, you a fan of eggs?
I mean, yeah. I enjoy myself a good helping of eggs.
Me
See
too.
See what I mean?
Me too. Eggs are good. They're delicious.
Yeah, I they always look so good. Like watching them cook, I'm like, I really want some eggs.
Where
but
do you
then,
usually get them? Like, do you actually have them homemade or? Like,
well, they're most readily available at, like, whenever we go to, like, Denny's or things like that. If there's ever eggs cooked at home, it's like, okay, well, there's eggs, but then you can do that or I can make you a big plate of bacon. I'm like, well, fuck.
Well,
you made that real easy.
I've actually never had eggs at a restaurant. Like, I never make the decision.
No?
No, when I'm at a restaurant or anything, breakfast is never my decision. Ever.
Well, a lot of times whenever you go into like a Denny's or like a Perkins, they have like these scrambler things, like bowls full of like steak and things, but also like scrambled eggs thrown in, you know? So like that's when I've seen them and I've been like, I don't know. But I don't know. It's just, I like don't get it. Like I need to like get it. That's all I could say. Like,
well, I don't think any of us are really going to pretend to be any sort of egg connoisseur here, but I don't think it takes much to know that you like eggs or you don't.
Well, it's weird that, like, I want to like them. That's the weird thing, is, like, I want them to be delicious. I just haven't given them a good shot. I have to check back whenever I actually do.
I just don't know. I think I don't trust, like, the thought of having eggs at a Denny's, I don't trust.
Really? That's very strange. Can you prepare them wrong? I don't know
I don't
anything
think
about them.
So, but I just don't like. I don't trust it. I need to see. I almost like. I need to make them myself. Like, if we have eggs at home, there's a good chance I'll make them for myself because they're delicious.
Do you make scrambled eggs for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
For like a week, about a year ago, I was like dangerously into
making eggs.
Like a fried egg sandwich.
Now, that's one thing I've really wanted to try is fried eggs, like on toast.
Cheese, mayonnaise, the
maybe
shit.
Maybe not to mayo, but that, like, yeah. I have to have you make me a fried egg sandwich one of these days.
I put something else on it. What the fuck did I put on it? Red pepper. Oh, damn, so good.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay.
I'm very excited. Now I have to take you up on this offer.
Fried eggs are delicious, like with a lot of pepper on them. I'll make you some, Brian.
Okay, sounds good.
What is Bridget saying?
She heard me talking, and she's just talking to the computer monitor saying, I've been offering to make you eggs for the longest. But you don't make them spicy.
She flipped them off.
She gave me the
Did
finger.
Did you say y'all make them spicy?
I said, but John makes them spicy.
Oh, I was like, spicy's good. Yeah, they're... Not... Okay, bye everyone. I'm gonna go make some eggs.
Yeah, we're just talking about eggs. This is the egg podcast, apparently.
Yeah,
I mean, oh wow,
that's fine with me. I have made a decision, guys.
What?
What is that?
And you can quote me on this.
All right.
I will never, ever work on a computer for someone ever
that's
again.
An interesting. Well,
I don't
okay.
give a fuck how much money they offer. Never. Never for not even a little task, which is very common for people to say, can you check my computer for viruses and make it faster? No. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
So this is about a recent
The first
event.
Thing I did was cut to Lucas's face because I always want to see it after I say certain things. Yeah. And it always pays off.
Why don't you explain the rest of the story and then you
this
can
is
see
about
more of my
a specific
reaction.
Person you've been interacting with.
I know
with,
he's
correct?
Not going to watch this.
And
it's not him. He wouldn't know how to watch this.
Okay.
It's about the Inspiron or is it a
Latitude.
Right.
This doctor, which I have a thing, I guess, with working on doctors' computers for some reason. If I work on a computer, there's a good chance it's usually a doctor. But he gave me his computer like a long time ago. Started off with a simple text like, hey, can I put Windows 10 on... It's a Dell Latitude D600. It's from like 2005.
Yeah, nope.
And I was like, you could, but don't.
Right.
And because I don't even think that thing had a gig of RAM. And he's like... He's like, but my computer guy said that if I upgrade the RAM, I could. And I was like, just don't do it. What he
oh
fucking
my
do?
Lord.
He bought 2 gigs of RAM.
Oh my god!
And he put
this
it in,
thing.
He put it in himself because that was easy to do. And so we couldn't put Windows 10 on it, but I put Windows 7 on it because he bought Windows 7.
Okay.
He just
this
bought
hurts
Windows
my
7.
Head. This thing this? Came pre-installed real quick. It came pre-installed with 128 megabytes of RAM and a graphics card.
Wow.
Integrated graphics with 32 megabytes of on of
Jesus
like.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So
boy,
got Windows 7 on it and it ran super fucking slow.
No shit.
I bet.
Yeah.
It's a Pentium.
And so this I kind of understand why he wants to keep it.
No,
but why? Why?
I don't.
It is a fucking tank.
Yeah,
I don't know
like
what Dell
pounds.
Was doing, but holy shit! Like, okay, there's so it's like modular. Okay, the CD tray, the disk tray,
disk drive
pops out. The whole thing just pops out. You press a button, it pops out. You can buy other chassis to go in there that hold whatever you want. You can get one that holds another hard drive. You can get one that...
yeah, they have a couple of Lenovo laptops out there that are kind of like that.
It's like so crazy. And the only laptops or anything that I've worked on ever like recently have been like so hard to fucking deal with.
We'll take apart and things like that, right?
This was literally like, you want the hard drive out? Press this button. It'll pop out. It's like, holy shit. Like everything was so easy. I even I replaced the display on this thing because he dropped it. Like, I would do one thing, and he would fuck something else up.
Good.
So, like, I literally got him a new keyboard, got him a new, like, the base with the trackpad on it, got him a new bezel for the display, got him a new display, everything. Like, completely just redid this whole thing. He bought a solid-state drive, and there's no drivers for it because the fucking thing, solid-states weren't invented yet when it came out. So
it would be an IDE connection
on
that thing. There's no way
that's
it's
what
SATA.
I would, yeah.
So... fuck it. Someone cover me. I'm gonna go get it.
Oh, okay.
Ryan,
I was gonna say that would be nice and all if that thing was still like relevant, but
it's probably not.
There's only so much you can upgrade on that. It has an old ass motherboard with like shitty, terrible, old outdated technology.
Soldered on processor.
Yeah, there's no way you'd be able to change that. And even if you could. Different socket sizes and things like that. It's all different now. Like there's,
yeah.
Like that guy should. Honestly,
I couldn't imagine how much
throw down the stairs.
The RAM upgrade would have cost. Because first of all, it's probably DDR2, which is beyond
I
legacy.
I think it actually
now.
Was. Let me check. I just had the spec sheet up. I was very curious because that's
laptop DDR2. So
let me
see. Trying to find that first off.
No, Lucas. No, it's just DDR.
Oh.
It's
okay.
20. Oh my lord. Let me see. Hang on. 2 gigabytes DDR laptop memory. My lord.
Okay. So he's been buying shit from like eBay. Okay.
That's probably how.
This man spent. It was only $30, but good lord.
What?
The RAM.
Oh.
$30 for 2 gigabytes of DDR RAM. Oh my god.
Okay, so.
Okay.
I told him he had no idea that solid states existed.
Why did you tell him about them?
I didn't tell him that he should get one. I just told him about solid states because he's like,
why
didn't
you just
he's
tell
like,
him?
How do we make hard drives go faster? And I was like, we're actually moving past those at this point. The flash storage is way quicker and blah, blah, blah. He ordered this. This is for video watchers, of course. He ordered this. You'll see it in a second. Off of eBay. It is a quote-unquote solid-state drive. It's called the Fashion Sprout SSD.
Fashion Sprout?
Yeah. Made in China. This particular one is 32 gigabytes. It is...
32 gigabytes.
It's so light. Like, there is...
No, well, all SSDs are super light.
No. This one is super light because it's cheap. Like, even the case... I'm talking about too light. The casing on this is just this, like, really thin, gross plastic.
John, have you ever actually, like, picked up an SSD? It's literally just one PCB in there.
Brian, what I'm saying is this is legitimately, like, the material itself is cheap, too.
Okay.
When I know solid states are, like, light, but this is, like, this doesn't feel real.
Oh, by the way, Lucas, the graphics, hang on, where is it at? I wanted to double check because it's hilarious. The graphics, it's a AGP 4X.
Okay, yeah, that thing's not even supposed to be alive.
Yeah, that's amazing. Good God, John. Why, like, see, I have a feel, like, I'm not sure how much experience Lucas has with dealing with people who want to upgrade their computer. But you have to like preempt that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to say, of course you can get an SSD, but it won't work for your fucking computer because it was made 83 years ago. So you might as well.
I mean, yeah, you can get that hard drive, but like literally five other things are gonna bottleneck.
Yeah, there's no reason.
So.
Yeah. What the fuck? What's happening? I don't know what happened.
Not nothing. You're good.
Okay.
Now, another issue is that he's a certain type of person. Number one, he has really bad OCD.
Okay.
Do you mean he's a fucking idiot?
No.
Because that's what it sounds like. Because it sounds like he's a fucking idiot.
He has really bad OCD and just he's very particular about things. And, okay. Just like, let me give you, I replaced the display, okay?
Do not want it?
Then there was so I screwed the top back together, whatever, like the lid to the display on the bezel, and I screwed it together, and it has little rubber nubs, right?
Yeah. Right.
I fucking accidentally put a little nub from when I took the original pieces apart.
Uh-huh.
So I ended up, there were six nubs on each piece, so I ended up with 12 little rubber nubs. Okay. I accidentally put one of the older nubs on, and he could fucking notice it. Do you know why? Because it didn't feel new. Like, you know how the rubber is like rubbery,
and then over stick against it?
And then over time it becomes like slippery. One was an old one, and he noticed it. He fucking noticed it. Like, oh, are you serious? I literally replaced everything on this, and I got Windows installed, and this hard drive I need to I haven't put the effort in to actually test it, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't work.
Testing what?
What I'm pretty sure is this fake SSD.
John, that's how are you gonna connect it?
Brian, like I said. I am too lazy to actually even try to test
this. It's not going
to
work,
dude. Even
externally
from the laptop. I'm not going to put... Fuck, I dropped it.
Hold it up real quick.
Okay, holding it up.
I just want to see the ports.
I don't have the laptop. I gave it to him. I'm not putting this in the laptop.
I'm saying, don't even... It's not going to happen. I need...
Like I said, I'm not putting this in. Number one, the plastic is too thick on this and it doesn't fit, period. So it's not going in the laptop and I just have this. And I think it was $4.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I'm never going to, and this is the same thing that happens every time. I don't enjoy it. It doesn't matter. It's not just him. It's any person. I'm never working on another computer for anyone else.
I don't mind it. You got your fucking self into that one, in all honesty. That was all you.
But the point of this is to say that I don't enjoy it in any way. It's not worth any amount of money to me. I fucking hate it.
Do you remember working on friends' computers in high school?
Yes. And the porn.
And the porn.
Yes.
All the porns. It's like no one has any sense of, like, first of all, decency, but other than that, like, privacy. Oh, boy. John Bub's posting all these GIFs in the chat.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Lucas, are you fond of working on other people's computers? I mean, to be fair, you enjoy computers a bit more than me.
By a bit, I mean, a lot. That's probably true. See, the thing is, though, I probably don't do it often enough to really
know if you like it or not.
Hate it or, dislike it or like it for sure. So,
I honestly have always enjoyed it.
I mean, yeah, of course, if I'm working on my own stuff or my, like, close friend stuff, yeah, I'm going to be really enthused with it because somehow, more than likely, I'm going to be involved with, once they're done building it, probably going to be, like, playing a game with them or doing something, you know, because they have that built now or whatever.
I ain't about that life, though.
John, I've never really considered you to be, like, a very computer person. Like, it just seemed like it was never really in your interests.
I'm not. I just, like...
You have the knowledge for it, though.
But I just don't want to do anything with it. It's just like... Right. And I'm not even that knowledgeable. I am knowledgeable to a point.
I would say... You have, like, general knowledge, but you never really went into, like, enthusiasm. You never really had enthusiast knowledge.
When Full Screen, and fuck it all at this point, because everything's public anyway, when Full Screen said we were getting money that they didn't give us...
We told Lucas to
build a computer for us.
Yeah, and I wasn't
even...
So
that pretty much sums it all up.
That was, what, the beginning of 2014, I think?
Maybe
2013.
Yeah.
Oh, I was... You gave me a budget, I was like...
Fuck yeah.
Going to town on this.
And then guess who didn't follow through with that?
Lucas. No, it was Full Screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lucas would have had a...
Sorry.
But, no, I mean, I always liked it, because growing up, I was pretty broke family, and
you mean
my
the
brother,
family was broken apart, Brian? That's sad.
Money. Money broke. But my brother and I were always pretty into just the idea of messing with computers, but we never had money to be, like, current with them, you know? So we would snag old parts and make, like, figure out how to make things work, and it was out. It was like, first of all, that fucking doctor's laptop is outdated even for what we would have been messing with in, like, 2007. So that was way gone, you know. But that was a lot of fun, and that was, like, in my genes at that point, just, you know, playing with computers. I remember cutting pieces off of a case to make a motherboard fit, which was hilarious.
Oh my god.
Like, I just had a pair of, like, scissors, and it was this cheap ass aluminum. I was just pressing it, like, together, like, trying to... It was fun.
There was just, like, you and I, Brian, even, like, anytime we would fuck with shit, we were just getting old raggedy parts out of old raggedy computers.
That's fun for some stupid reason, like, trying to figure out how things work.
That sounds awful now.
My brother...
That sounds like a shithole.
My older brother had spent about $100 or so on a pretty nice case. It was like a big green case. For this time, it was actually pretty small, but it was about a mid-sized tower, you know. Had really cool, like, a big, like, glass window on it, some LEDs inside, and, like, pre-installed colored fans, things like that. And he had actually bought some cheap, like, older parts, but newer parts nonetheless, off some friends. And he had built it and was loading everything up, and he's like, oh my god, it works, yes! And we're like, oh great, we're installing games and having fun. And I had leaned on it, I had my hand on the case, and I
remember this story.
Well, I didn't, like, I was, like, going to lean on it, and I had put my hand on the case, and I felt a, like a spark, like I got zapped. I was like, oh, that kind of hurt. And bro's like, what happened? He's looking at the screen. I was like, uh-oh. And I was like, did I? He's like, oh. I fried his computer. It, like, somehow something wasn't grounded. Like, I'm not sure if he didn't do the motherboard correctly, you know, installing it into the case. Something was wrong, and it was fried.
So I wish we need to get Steve to animate that.
And
that
I believe it was the front side. Oh my god, I can't even remember now. Something had got fried, like a specific part of the motherboard, like a portion. It sucked because it was just like heart wrenching because he was just defeated. He's just like, all right, and that was just like the end of it. But
like the scenario itself is just so hilarious of you just touching a pure.
I think I was like 13 years old, and since then I've taken electrostatic discharge very seriously. So,
I think that reminds me of a time. I remember my brother, who was like a really old computer, probably from like 10 years, probably maybe even older than that, 10 years ago or something. I wasn't around, but I remember him telling me he was just sitting at his computer and like he wanted the thing to go faster, so he found some overclocking tool.
Oh no!
And
he probably did the voltage core up too high.
Probably something, yeah. And so he jacked the crap out of the CPU, and all he remembers is the screen going black and then smoke just leaving the case.
Yeah,
just like walked away. And one day, like, we all just found the computer, like, oh, the computer doesn't work, it's not turning on. Phil was like, I don't know. And I was like,
God. By the way, I did some research, and I had fried the North Bridge on the motherboard, which is just a certain segment of components on the actual motherboard itself.
And yeah,
pretty much a complete death sentence, unless you want to like resolder and like, but you know, oh my God, it was dead. That's all.
Yeah.
she's dead.
She's dead, Jim. That's it.
Do you guys use Facebook?
Hmm?
Do you use Facebook? Yep.
Why?
Do you use Facebook often? Then I'll tell you why.
No, I use Facebook Messenger occasionally to message you. That's it.
Lucas?
Somewhat. Although, I mean, I use Messenger a lot, but I check it somewhat.
That is it.
So, well, like, Facebook is something I do when I'm bored. Which I'm really never bored. It's usually when I'm waiting for something. If I'm, like, waiting in line for something, if I'm sitting waiting for something, or like, fucking waiting for something to export, something like that. And
time waster.
Full screen.
Facebook.
Got him on the brain.
Yeah. Facebook has gotten much better in terms of their algorithm. So before I've talked about how your timeline is really just, it's just full of ads and bullshit.
Pretty much.
And videos and stuff.
Yeah, it's all videos. I hate it.
I mean, it's still sort of videos and stuff, but it was like mostly stuff I didn't care about. Like it was brands of I don't care. It was like your friend liked this brand, or your friend likes this brand, so maybe you want to see their video. No, I don't give a fuck. Right. I don't care about any of this stuff. It was showing, instead of showing me what my friends are doing, it was showing me what my friends like, or what my friends are, the friends of my friends are doing. It was ridiculous. Yeah. They have gotten it way better, where now there's still ads, obviously, but they're not everywhere around you, and it's elevating stuff that it would assume that you care about, your friends. And now I realize that maybe I was wrong to doubt Facebook, because turns out my friends are all fucking stupid.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I just went to Facebook, and yeah, you're right. It's actually, now that have me forced to look at it, it's not that bad.
And I don't think we reported on any algorithm change. It was just something I noticed as compared to like a few months ago. It's gotten better, but my God. Facebook, thank you for actually showing me my friends.
I don't know,
but
John.
Dumb.
They could just be testing something and they'll probably just take it away.
Yeah, just take it away.
Is that a picture of Ryan Reynolds?
So yes, it is. It's working out for you, Brian.
Yeah, it knows.
I just can't. I want to delete everything and everyone. That's what I want to do.
Start so everyone, fresh.
I feel like a broken record. Everyone always talks about this, but holy fuck. How is everyone so knowledgeable in politics all of a sudden? How do you know everything?
John, this happens every 4 years. Well, not every 4 years, but, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. So on something happened the other day where one of my friends posted a picture. And listen, people listening and watching.
Uh-huh.
I don't give a fuck about your opinions. I don't care what you have to say. I'm not asking for your opinion. This is what happened. I opened a Facebook and it said there was a picture of a child being spanked. And it said, this is not discipline or something. This is child abuse. Okay, fine. That's just one friend that posted that.
Sure.
The problem was the majority of their friends also happened to be my friends.
So it's like, damn right. And then like, it got shared a bunch.
It started this all-out war. And now every one of my friends is talking about this. And Facebook thinks it's relevant because they're all my friends. And it's like,
it
hey,
is right.
It is relevant. It's like, hey, John, all your friends are talking about this. Want to talk about it too? Fuck no. My friends are stupid.
So there you go.
It's
You've
like,
learned.
I wish someone would figure it out, though. Like, okay, this person
John,
posted
this picture.
What are you
talking about? Figure what out?
This person posted a picture.
Posting
okay?
person to picture.
And then these other people jump in with their opinions like it's going to change the original person's opinion. No, they don't give a fuck about what you have to say. That is a lesson that everyone needs to learn. No one gives a fuck about your opinion. No one.
John.
Not a single person.
Listen.
Brian. If I say something and you disagree with me, we can argue about it on Facebook and no one's going to, no, we're not going to settle anything. I still think I'm right. You stink. You stink.
What is happening?
You still think you're right. But Brian, we are mature adults and we can move on. We won't do it on Facebook. Maybe there's been a lot of times in person where we disagree on something and we're just like, okay, fuck you. And we move on.
Or we discuss it and someone's view changes.
Yes, but the beauty of it is there's a lot of things that like you'll mention and you'll see my reaction and you'll know right off the bat, okay, I'm not going to talk him out of thinking this way. Let's move on and not ruin our whole entire friendship. Like these fuckers did right on my Facebook feed. Like,
no, John, listen. You said someone you wish someone would figure it out.
Yes, I wish someone would figure out the simple concept of no one gives a fuck about what you have to say.
But John, listen, that's the thing though. First, listen. Don't speak. Don't speak. I know it's hard. Don't speak. You have figured it out. Okay? That means that you don't have to take part in it. Like clearly, this is not for you. You see the issue there? Like you're trying to use something that's not for you. Obviously, you don't give a fuck. Like you don't care about anything that person's going to say. So why, first of all, are you friends with them? You expect them to post interesting things for you? Like, if I knew who posted it, I could tell you 9 times out of 10, they're fucking morons. And they're not going to post anything relevant to you or your life.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the majority of my Facebook friends are people that I went to school with. Which I'm so far out of at this point, you would think that, like, we would just not be friends anymore.
Okay.
Do any of you guys feel obligated to like stay friends with the people that you've been friends with, like from school and stuff?
It depends who it is, but not necessarily.
If you're actually friends with them, sure.
Like, I don't want to see these people aren't people that I want to see everything they're doing all the time or that I actually care about their opinions. It's just like I went to school with you and I can't honestly say that I'm not interested in where you're going with your life. I would like to see updates here and there. So,
okay.
I guess it just depends on whether I think it's worth it putting up with their bullshit.
So you just figured it out, John. Like, you have your own answer to the problem. Like, just don't care and don't look at your Facebook feed. If you want to creep, do it on your own time.
Honestly, you have two innovative features already built into Facebook.
Oh, boy.
Already. One, you can hide the post, so Facebook will know that you want to see less posts that are like that. Or two, unfollow that person on Facebook so you won't see their posts, but you'll still be friends.
Can you do that?
Those are your choices.
Yeah, that's
yes,
what unfollow means. How the fuck do you not understand a social network that I do?
What? No, there's a difference between being a follower and a friend. Like, okay, if someone friend requests me and I deny it, they are a follower now because they're not my friend.
No,
that's exactly how that works.
Well, no, that's not how that works. No. Might be different because you have a different type of Facebook you have a profile page, thing?
Don't you?
No. Right. No, I don't.
Oh, you don't
I
anymore?
Remember I made a whole new Facebook account because I was sick of that bullshit.
Right, right.
No, okay. Listen. I realized. I know the difference now. I'm pretty sure you have to be friends to send messages between each other.
Well, you can send a message, but it goes into a separate inbox. It's different.
Exactly. But that, I'm not Lucas is right about message. The following thing.
Yeah, like I'm looking at Facebook right now, and I can go at this random
I'm on John's
friend's
page. If I
post.
Unfollow you, I won't see your posts. That's how that works.
It literally says below it, stop seeing posts, but stay friends.
So we're friends. They're not mutually exclusive. You don't have to be a friend to not be a follower.
I have to go unfollow Brian.
Ha, funny. I don't even post to Facebook.
You don't post anything. It's like you're just like a black hole of the internet.
You don't even have Michelle on your relationship status. How does that feel?
That's because we're probably lazy and we haven't.
It just says in a relationship.
Yeah,
nice.
We haven't tagged each other.
Nice.
Hey, Brian, how about you do yourself a favor?
And is this why Michelle left you? Is this why Michelle left you?
Yeah, it's why she's in Florida. She's leaving.
I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna add you to another list. New list. Assholes. And John's now an asshole.
I'm the only one there.
Yeah.
You think you're funny, but you're a bitch.
Wow.
Have any of you, Brian or Lucas? Actually, I'm gonna ask Lucas first.
Go for that.
Because I know the answer with Brian because he's a fuckhead. Lucas, have you watched Bob's Burgers?
I've watched it from time to time.
What about Rick and Morty?
I've watched it a lot less, but I've seen it, yeah.
Well, I made a Facebook, or not a Facebook.
Twitter poll.
A Twitter poll, yes.
Nice
yes,
job.
I did see that.
Because people are all over this stuff, and I checked out Bob's Burgers, like the first couple of episodes, and it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You try Rick and Morty?
I haven't yet because I.
Well, dude, what the fuck?
Listen,
go ahead.
Fuck. So yesterday, I put out a poll and I said, "What should I start watching first? Bob's Burgers, Rick and Morty." 57% said Bob's Burgers, and 43% said Rick and Morty. So that leads me to believe that Bob's Burgers is better by popular demand.
No, that doesn't mean that at all. But I'm not saying Rick and Morty is better. It just means that they're honestly very different shows for different audiences.
But I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's this is such a big deal in my life, but I wanted
John,
to decide.
John, it's like comparing Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's easy. Game of Thrones is way better.
Is it, though?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Currently, in season 6, this show is better.
Brian, you're not going to get through this conversation.
What did we just talk about, Brian? God damn
Lucas,
it.
How the fuck are we.
Lucas knows.
How the fuck are me and Lucas on the same wavelength right now, and John's
I don't know.
Right now?
This is quite the anomaly.
John, you asked me what to watch, and I told you Rick and Morty, but it's probably too weird for you. Then say that.
I'm going to, just to spite you, I'm going to watch it right now. Not,
don't watch
right
it
not
now.
Right now. But yeah, I was just like, where is it? Is it on Hulu?
I watched it. I just Googled it streaming online. I couldn't find it anywhere for free other than like watch cartoons on the web websites or what, you know, like random shit like that.
Hang on.
I just wanted to see if I'd like it, and I do. Honestly, that the first episode of that show made me laugh very hard.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
But like I said, I think it might be too weird for John. I'd like to see you give it a shot just for the simple fact
I like weird things. I'm your friend sometimes.
You know, John, actually, if you want to wait, you can watch it tomorrow when Bridget and I come over because she hasn't seen it either.
Okay.
So we'll watch the first episode before we watch Game of Thrones.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Lucas, last weekend, Brian and Birgit were over for Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off... We had agreed that we were going to bring snacks and alcohol.
Okay.
So I got a bottle of wine for John.
Okay.
Because wine
I believe
is delicious.
Brian said he was going to bring beer or something.
He brought snacks. So
we
and
changed
I got,
the plan.
I got wine okay. and Angry Orchard because he likes Angry Orchard. So did that.
Thank you for that. That was very nice.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. Fucker drank one Angry Orchard and was feeling it because he probably made a mistake of not eating ahead of time.
No, I didn't.
And he had one Angry Orchard and was like, I didn't feel good. And after three, his face was numb. after three or four. And Brian, how many did you have that night?
I want to say I was going to have my fifth, but Bridget stopped me by force.
Yes, because it was a six-pack and I had one. And there was one left when you left.
So what you're saying is you should have had him do a speed build.
Should have had him do a speed build.
Yes, you should have.
Okay, so he started out fine. When he sat down and he was contained in a little area, he was fine. When he stood up, for some reason, it's like someone flipped a drunk switch. And Brian just fucking flipped out. Like, okay, so they were getting ready to leave. Birgit was completely sober. She didn't have a single drink. She was going to drive home. Brian was like, before we go, maybe I should have that last one. I wouldn't want to like leave one here in the fridge. So he got up.
I was trying to be polite in my own drunk way.
And Birgit was like, no. Let's just go. Let's just go. And he stood up. He walked over to the fridge. He took the Angry Orchard out of the container, the cardboard container, and Birgit came over. And she took it from him and went to shut the door. And he just took the container, screamed some gibberish, and threw it in the air. And it, like, bounced out the ceiling and the walls and stuff. Like, I don't think I've ever seen Brian that goofy drunk.
I put about all my force into that throw.
There was one time, Lucas, when we were at Walmart.
Okay.
Because apparently it's a thing with Brian and I in the past that if one of us is drunk, we go to Walmart.
Yeah, it happened.
Tell me that didn't sound like a fun time.
It was fun. I enjoyed my time, didn't you, John?
No. Brian took my fucking keys and threw them in the jewelry spot.
I remember that.
In the like the closed off where the employees have to walk in behind the counters and stuff. Just fucking threw my keys over the thing and I had to ask an employee to get it at like 2 a.m.
That was so funny.
There was no employee there. So I had to get one to go over there because a fucker threw my... Why do you throw shit when you're drunk?
I get throwy. It's not my fault.
I get throwy. Lucas, have you ever been throwy?
I've been throwy.
Can't say that I have, John.
Like, I'm trying to think of, like, what kind of drunk Lucas would be.
I feel like Drukus.
Drukus? Yeah.
That's his drunkus.
Yeah.
He would be a... I think he would be a very honest,
dude,
compassionate
person.
We'll call
drunk Lucas Lunk.
Burn Lunk and Jordan.
The Adventures of Lunk. That's a great series. Too bad we'll never make
it. That's better than Drunkus.
That's way better.
I'll fuck you too.
I'd have to guess. Like, I feel like Lucas would be even more laid back.
He would just be like asleep. Just close his eyes.
I'm
honestly not much different.
Really? You haven't been lunked yet.
Yeah, I guess not.
John's gonna lunk you.
I get like at the beginning, I get kind of relaxed and tired.
Yeah.
And I like just stop talking, and then after like one more, I just can't stop talking.
Yeah.
And it's super annoying.
But you do the drunk babble. All the time.
The drunk babble?
Well, you start talking and it just goes... Like, it just... your mouth moves, but your brain has stopped minutes ago. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, your mouth is trying to talk babble. Without knowing how to actually make words.
Is that...
You know, John, if you want me to, I can record a speed build tomorrow night.
Drunk?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, if everything goes as planned.
People want to see drunk Brian.
That would be interesting.
Updated.
I don't know what would happen.
I don't either.
If you do, you gotta bring your mic tomorrow.
Why my mic?
Because there's fucking two of us, you idiot.
Oh. That was rude.
Like,
let me know what time.
We'll have to do a face cam too, by the way.
Okay. Oh yeah. Yes we do. Yes we do. I like
Very
this.
Necessary.
Deal. Done.
Oh boy, this is going to be an adventure.
It's done, motherfucker.
I'll harm my body for videos and views. Sure, I don't care.
Will you?
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you guys would like to cover?
Nah.
Oh.
Burn?
Thinking. I don't think so. Have you guys ever had Nutter Butters?
Yes. Not a fan.
Fuck you.
They're not bad.
I like them.
I'm with Lucas.
That is all.
I think we've hit lunk bottom.
Oh, dude, I love the fucking name. I want is Steve listening? Because I want Steve to draw Lunk. That's what I want. Lunk
I
holding
know.
A beer.
He may or may not be.
I imagine Lunk's face, like if he was like a cartoon character, would just be Lucas's face, but really long. Like it'd just be vertically long, and you'd be like, "Oh man!"
All right,
good, good. We're gonna jump into the aftercast for Spanchers. And yeah, so if you want to, from frontpagetech.net, you can help support the shows and also get exclusive content, including the aftercast. And all you have to do is go to frontpagetech.net for that. You get the video version of this podcast on youtube.com/frontpagetech. And if you are watching the video version and you'd rather just listen with your earballs while you lay there and sleep or while you drive in your car, you get us on iTunes, Google Play now, everywhere podcasts are available.
But don't be drunk.
But don't be drunk while you're driving. Correct. Oh, thanks, Wirecast. I'm cutting to people, and Wirecast just decided it's going to add transitions now. Okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
Thanks. Thanks, Wirecast. Lucas, where can people find you, lovely sir?
They can find me right here. On Twitter, though, they can find me.
Congratulations, you found me.
You found Lucas.
You can find me on Twitter at Lucas Cyprian. John, where can they find you?
At John_Parsick on the Twitter.
Brian, where can they find you? At Bshoop with four O's.
With how many O's? Four?
Four.
Four, you say?
Quattro. Four.
Okay, guys, have a lovely week. We'll miss you. And until next time.
Adios.
Bye.